From the pages of a children's picture book to the magic of the theatre stage, Gary the Grasshopper Has a Secret is inspiring young audiences through storytelling, puppetry and imagination. Written by local sisters Amaga and Kayla van Vieren, the production aims to encourage children to discover the joy of reading while exploring themes of friendship, perseverance and embracing what makes us different. OFM News is speaking to co-author and theatre curator Kayla van Vieren. Kayla, you and your sister first introduced Gary the Grasshopper Has a Secret as a children's picture book. What inspired you to then transform the story into a puppet theatre production?
So firstly, I think the most important thing about a creative project is to not let it die. So we wanted to take the magic of the book, make it real, especially in a world where kids are so busy with their cell phones, you know, cell phones, social media. So we wanted to make the book real and physically tangible to kids so that they can learn to love the characters.
And then the production explores important themes such as friendship, trust, being different, and perseverance. Why did you choose these themes, and what message do you hope young audiences or children take home?
So I think friendship is one of the most important things we can have. It's something that supports you throughout your life. And for young kids to build relationships with people around them is so important. I think trust in our world, it's so difficult, right? We have AI, we have scams. So I think building communities that we can trust is important. And for this character, his big journey is about being unique and learning that it's okay to be different. It is okay to not look like everyone around you, not have the same talent, and learning to embrace being different and going into the world and just be yourself.
I see that one of your goals is to encourage children to read by bringing literature to the stage. How do you see theatre helping to spark a love of reading among children?
What we did in our production is there is literally a character on stage reading a book, and then we have the book playing out on stage. So I think showing kids, you know, people reading books by setting the example and making reading fun in the way that we are doing it. So the characters reading and then the characters physically come to life. So I think that's one of the biggest ways we can do that, setting an example and just making it fun.
The production features a cast and crew made up of entirely local creatives who studied at the University of the Free State. How important has it been to showcase local talent in bringing Gary's story to life?
I think there's so much talent in Bloemfontein, and I think it's so important that we encourage people to be creative in this space, because there is raw talent. People are hungry for, you know, creative storytelling. So bringing stories to local people through local creatives is, I think, a great way, because we all speak the same language. We understand where we're coming from. So I think that is so important to encourage even young kids to keep on being creative and cultivating that creative culture.
I like that so much. This year, we know that you did performances at schools and library. Gary is returning after successful school and library performances earlier this year. Gary is returning to the stage. So what can families and children expect from this latest production? And what are your hopes for the future of Gary and as both the book and a theatre production?
So because we did tour at specific schools and specific libraries, only certain people got to see the production. So we feel like, I know a lot of people who didn't get a chance to see it. So we wanted to give Bloemfontein, everyone here, a chance to see the production. And then moving forward, we really want to tour through the Free State. So we've already applied. So we're hoping we get funding for it, taking it to communities and collaborating with libraries, because it's a book, you know, we want to have that collaboration with libraries and take the play to spaces that is also for books. and having it throughout the Free State. So it's not just in Bloemfontein, which I think is very much a cultural hub in the Free State, but to places that don't always get productions, that don't always get the fun stuff that we get, and exposing them to the wonder of literature, but also to theater.
And then lastly, when and where will Gary the Grasshopper Has a Secret come to life in Bloemfontein?
So we will be at the Rabbit Studio, and our show dates on 7 July, 9 and 11, then 8 July, 9:30 and also 11, and 9 July at 12:30.
And then lastly, just a last call out to people to come and watch the show and what they can expect from the show.
So if you like color, if you like fun, and if you want to see puppets, because puppets are amazing, if you have kids, like, bring them and you'll be laughing, dancing, and learning that being yourself is the best thing ever.
OFM News spoke to Kayla van Vuren, co-author of Gary the Grasshopper Has a Secret, speaking to us about the journey from the children's book to puppet theatre production. The show runs from 7th to the 9th of July at the Rabbit Theatre Studio in Bloemfontein, offering young audiences an opportunity to experience a story that celebrates reading, friendship, and believing in yourself. Zenande Mbame, OFM.